Representative Dana Young, a Republican, is sponsoring the bill. She said if signed into law, the bill would make it easier for utilities to use more reclaimed water. One of the ways Young said that will happen is by reducing red tape in the permitting process.
The water management districts may continue to require that reclaimed water be used for all or a portion of the requested allocation. But what the water management cannot do is come back in a second time at the tail end of the process, once the water has been used and treated, and tell a local government that the end user must have a secondary permit, or to redirect the water to a third party that has not entered into an agreement with the local government.
But opponents of the bill say it is a giant leap towards privatizing the state supply of reclaimed water. Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda was one of only two subcommittee members to vote against the measure. She said Florida is a model for the reclaimed water process, but policymakers should be more concerned with encouraging conservation and efficiency.
I'm afraid of feeding the beast and then going ahead and having reclaimed water become a commodity that right now might be mostly public, of public interest with local governments, could then get to be more of a private interest, and then we lose control over one of our most fundamental and greatest resources.
Today, former U.S. Senator Bob Graham spoke out against bills that would allow water privatization. He said those types of laws would hurt Everglades restoration efforts. This legislation, called House Bill 639, still has to go to the Rulemaking and Regulation Subcommittee and then the State Affairs Committee. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.